then we got more skeezers on the show. See, guys, this is a buy for you page. I don't search for this stuff, man. You see what I'm talking about? These clips are not hard to find. And this is what's being pushed in the algorithm. And so when we get back to this idea of social media manipulating the facts and manipulating people, this is what we're talking about. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed, and my friends, today we're going to discuss a tie between the 20th century and the 21st century. We're going to discuss the robber barons and the connection between the old robber barons of yesteryear, the robber barons of today, and the simp enforcers that we see on all avenues of social media, the court of public opinion, and the ones that we see in our everyday lives, whether they're our family members, our friends, the people in the government, the people in big tech. We're surrounded by these people. So we're going to break all of this down. We're going to discuss the history. We're going to discuss a little bit of politics, a little on the side. You know, it's unavoidable. Anybody who's seen this show knows that it's impossible to completely pull the politics out of it. So we're going to discuss that today. We're going to discuss relationships and how it's affected the relationship dating marketplace. But, you know, my friends, before we jump into the clips today, I've been in a really interesting mood today. Yeah, anybody ever just woke up and they were in a really odd mood having one of those days? I had one of those days today where I didn't really know what to say. I thought to myself all day about what it is I wanted to talk about today. And the more I thought about it, the more I realized that there's no really easy way to dance around issues. I mean, we look at society, we look at social media, we look at these monopolies like Google, in my opinion, Microsoft, Facebook, Amazon, Disney, News Corporation. We look at all of these monopolies, right? And when I look at how much money these people make, which is totally fine, that's their right. But when I look at them compared to the robber barons of the 20th century, Carnegie, Rockefeller, JP Morgan, Ford, Schwab, and we look at all of these people, we look at how they gained their wealth, how they crushed competition, and we look at the Justice Department and how the wing that's supposed to take care of busting the trusts, you know, like what Theodore Roosevelt did in the 20th century to the robber barons, even Trump's not doing anything about the antitrust. You'll hear something here and there about it being, Microsoft got pulled before Congress. They're not going to do anything. You want to know why they're not going to do anything? Who do you think pays for the politicians' re-election campaign? Who do you think puts them in power and gives them more money than the opposition? Who do you think these people support on their platform, give them ads, censor the opposition? All you got to do is look at who is censored and who is not. Who gets ad revenue and who doesn't? Who gets a lot of followers and who doesn't? I mean, you don't see me having my channel blow up, do you? Of course not, because I'm not talking about how great Joe Biden is. I'm not talking about how Joe Biden's the best president in world history. I'm not talking about how the Democrats are the party of freedom and democracy when historically they've been the exact opposite, but don't have to take that. You don't have to take this at face value. But this is just giving you a little context as to what I've been thinking about today and what you're about to hear. So speaking of what you're about to hear, let's jump into the first video of the day. And these are the types of people right out the get-go who are, in my opinion, the problem. Okay? But before we get into the problem, let's give you a little bit of a history lesson about the world you're currently living in compared to the world of the past. Okay? Take it away.
Comcast, Disney, National Amusements, News Corp, and AT&T, taking the spot from Time Warner, which it acquired in 2018 for $109 billion. You probably guessed that Disney was on the list, since they've had some seriously high-profile acquisitions in recent years, most notably Marvel and Lucasfilm. But I'd be surprised if you've ever heard of National Amusements or News Corp. These incredibly bland names and their lack of public-facing operations are intentional. Why draw attention to yourself as one of a tiny number of corporate behemoths when people only care about a select few of your properties? Whether you're watching CBS News, scrolling through GameSpot, or reading a book published by Simon & Schuster, you're padding the enormous wallet of National Amusements. And you'd never suspect that these three very different operations are run by the same company.
See, I want to pause right there. gentlemen, we need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand right away that Disney's the most wide open example of a monopoly. For example, we look at Disney Plus. They got Marvel. They got Star Wars. They got National Geographic. They got Pixar. They got regular Walt Disney films. And even now, they're kind of merging with Hulu a little bit and kind of getting into that realm as well. My friends, none of this is an accident, okay? None of this is an accident. They're just very upfront about these things. Versus we look at other companies, like you mentioned, AT&T, News Corporation, Comcast. We look at these other companies. They're not as well known with, this is the parent company. For example, Facebook, Meta is the parent company. We don't look at parent companies, though. Most people, they don't care about these things. They're too busy consuming the content to understand the power that these robber barons truly have. You might not have known that Google owns YouTube. Did you know that? Probably not, right? You didn't know that? Well, now you do. See, these are the little things that people don't understand. They don't pick up on. You might say, well, Austin, why is this important? Well, it's important because when you realize that a very small group of people, the executives at the top, own all of the things that you see, read, watch, listen to, hear about, scroll, listen. I mean, for God's sakes, you understand that they own all of these different entities. You realize why it feels like you're hearing the same thing on almost every platform across everywhere. You wonder why you see the same people, the same message, the same sentiments, the same advertisers. You wonder why you see all the same things, and this is why. But most people, they don't care about these things, because in the words of Cicero, a statesman of ancient Rome, people did not care about the movements of the legions, the conversations in the Senate. They cared not what the emperor was doing. They cared about the pebble in their shoe, the price of bread, when the next gladiator games was. That's what the people of ancient Rome cared about. We look at today, is it any different? Do people look at what Congress is doing? Do people look at what these companies are buying up? Does anybody look at why we're seeing the shifts in society that we're seeing? It's all due to big money. Money talks, BS walks. And money has been talking for a long time. So when you realize this interlocking board of corporate directors, which was a big talking point back in the 1960s, which you don't hear about anymore because they bought everything and they know, and if anybody, I guarantee you, this video is not going to get a lot of views. Not because I'm a small channel, but because they're going to suppress this in the algorithm and you're not going to hear this on your For You page. It's not going to happen. Because if it did, people might actually think, wait, you mean like people own, like the same people own everything? Yeah, pretty much, yeah. But again, not a popular talking point. Let's continue with this video.
The same goes for News Corp. They own National Geographic, Fox News, and HarperCollins. Altogether, the Big Five are worth over $400 billion, controlling something like 90% of all U.S. media, including news networks, Hollywood movie studios, and print publications. And they reach nearly 100% of all U.S. households.
Four firms control 85% of all beef, 66% of all pork, and 54% of all poultry. This degree of monopolization is hurting farmers and you. Monopolists control nearly every part of the food production process, from selling feed to farmers to packaging the meat and poultry for supermarkets. Half of all chicken farmers report having just one or two processors to sell to. Farmers are essentially forced to buy from and sell to monopolies at whatever price the corporation wants, often taking on crushing debt to do so. They're trapped.
See, I love that he highlighted that point, because that's the reason why people inherently should be fearful of monopolies. The game Monopoly itself was invented by communist sympathizers to show how stupid they thought capitalism was and how it resulted in a lot of people being unhappy, unfulfilled, and broke, which is ironic. But nonetheless, when we look at the reason why monopolies are bad, it's people are very tempted to have a knee-jerk reaction of, oh, well, they're just good businessmen. It doesn't matter, right?
Oh, hell no!
No, it definitely matters, because when you own everything, you get to set the price of everything, and you get to manipulate the market. You get to own the very market. That's like walking into a... It's like going to the market, right? Like a farmer's market, and everything is owned by the same person. Every stand, every product, every stand, every advertising, every mode of transportation, they are all owned by the same person. No competition. When there's competition in the marketplace, the prices go down. When there's less, the prices go up. And this is why a lot of people should care more about these things, but most people don't, because then they whine about inflation. Like, they don't know why. Of course, inflation is a big deal. But you know what's also a big deal? The monopoly conversation. You got monopolies with inflation. Now you're wondering why eggs cost like $1 an egg almost at this point.
In long-term binding contracts with no way out but losing their livelihood altogether.
Either I sign it or I ain't got no chicken. Without any chickens, I can't pay any bills. I can't pay my mortgage.
Meatpackers used to compete at cattle auctions for what ranchers produced, which helped ranchers get a reasonable return on their investment. Now, with so few buyers, ranchers have no choice but to sign contracts with meatpackers and sell their cattle for a lower price than if the market were truly competitive. In 1980, 62 cents of every dollar consumers spent on beef went to ranchers. Today, only 37 cents do. Most of the profits are going into the pockets of the monopolists. And here's the kicker. Even though farmers are getting squeezed, the ag monopolists are also charging you higher prices. Mm-hmm. During the pandemic, beef prices rose nearly 16%, and the four biggest beef companies' profits rose more than 300%. These corporations are using their monopoly power to fix prices. Just recently, beef giant JBS settled, without admitting guilt, of course, a beef price-fixing case for $52.5 million.
We've never witnessed this level of concentration in the history of our industry. This situation is urgent.
Monopolization is happening across the food sector. In corn, soybeans, dairy, pesticides, and farm machinery, the result is the same.
See, people don't even wonder where their food comes from, why, how. They don't care about these things. See, this is part of the reason, before we get into the relationship conversation, we need to understand that it's really easy to just focus on relationships and intimacy and love and all that, but we need to focus on what is dictating because all of these markets are intertwined. You may not see it, but it is. When you look at the prices of houses, food, gas, water, power, all these things are connected to the consumer price index. And when the consumer price index is being manipulated by monopolies, you wonder why we're paying more and getting less. This is why. But most people don't care about it because they don't understand this. And it's not advertised. You think these companies are going to advertise they have a monopoly? No, of course they're not going to do that. Why would they? They will only give you as much as what you ask. Well, the average person's a lemming. Lemmings are animals that just follow each other off a cliff if need be. Don't be like this person. Please don't be a lemming. Please think for yourself and understand the world around you. This show isn't just about relationships. Relationships is a big part of our lives, the biggest part, I might argue. But when we look at our overall existence, we need to understand where we get our food from, our water, our power, our livelihood. All of these things are tied together. And when you don't understand one sector, the other sector becomes extrapolated and we don't truly have the understanding that makes us responsible men and women of the world. And so that's why we're discussing this right now.
Lower pay to farmers, bigger profits for the monopolists, higher prices for you. A better way to hold these monopolies accountable would be to break them up and stop future mergers. But it won't be easy. They flex their political muscle through powerful lobbies like the North American Meat Institute and maintain a revolving door with the regulatory agencies like the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Well, I say, take them on. Rural America is hurting. Farmers are getting squeezed and consumers are being shafted. Notwithstanding the power of food monopolies, taking them on is wildly popular, especially in rural America. But don't just listen to me. Listen to what farmers are saying about this.
I'm here to tell the powers that be to enforce the antitrust laws for the world of agriculture.
The laws are on the books. We have to strengthen those laws and do what Teddy Roosevelt did to break up the monopolies.
Don't let these boys who come to Washington with pockets of money sit there and bribe our congressmen year after year after year.
Who will stand up for me if you don't?
Well, my friends, let me know what you think about this, because this is a big issue for a lot of people, and it's one that's not discussed. We like to discuss about women and wealth and the world, but we don't like to talk about these very complex issues. So if you're in the agricultural industry, the architecture industry, or this directly affects you, please sound off. I'd love to hear someone talk about this from a personal perspective, because I can discuss it from an educational standpoint, but I can't discuss it from a realistic, I can't from like a hands-on, because I'm not in this industry. But the reason why this is important is because then you have content creators like this who completely missed the point and are part of the problem. Listen to this.
People give the robber barons from the Gilded Age too much crap. Now, I'm not going to say they were great people or anything, But you know what Rockefeller did? The terrible thing that Rockefeller did? He made kerosene cheap enough that normal people could light their homes. Oh no, so terrible. What did Vanderbilt do? He made ships faster, safer, and cheaper to use so normal poor people could go on the ocean or travel. No! How about Carnegie? Oh, what did he do? He made it so steel was cheaper and more effective to be made, meaning that things were much safer for everybody and that life got cheaper. They definitely did bad things. There was a lot of monopoly practices and corruption, but a lot of that's government's fault because the government's the one that's supposed to be stopping it, and then they were corrupting the government. But you can only be corrupted if you're corruptible, you know what I mean? Anyways, like, they're not great guys, but a lot of the propaganda against them was actually just their competition being like, they're making things cheaper, I'm not making as much money. It's basically like when Walmart complains about Amazon making things cheaper. Oh no, cheaper for normal people? That's not okay.
Okay.
What?
Yeah, you see, I hope he's trolling on a little bit on that, because we need to understand that you want to know why the government doesn't stop the antitrust. I mean, I told you already earlier on in the show, but I'll reiterate in case you missed it. Who do you think pays the politicians' reelection funds through various organizations, front groups, shadow companies, offshore bank accounts, you know, the triple Irish Dutch that we talk about on the show and a lot of other people, whether it's in the right-wing media or on this space on the internet, talk about? Answer, no one else really talks about this. When we talk about making it cheaper, do you... what they don't realize is when Standard Oil was broken up, Rockefeller actually made more money than he did before. Oh yeah, you didn't know about that, did you? Of course you didn't. Probably because you don't like to read history, and that's okay. You should want to read history because it helps you give proper perspective, but the best way to get through these hard times is to be comedic in the political arena, because that is the best revenge. So as we slowly transition into the relationship side of this equation, because we discussed the politics, we've discussed the robber barons from the past, let's have this little piece of comedy to help lighten up the show a little bit as we make our transition into the relationship conversation.
You know what they want? They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept all these increasingly shittier jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money. They want your fucking retirement money. They want it back so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. And you know something? They'll get it. They'll get it all from you sooner or later because they own this fucking place. It's a big club, and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. And by the way, it's the same big club they used to beat you over the head with all day long where they tell you what to believe. All day long, beating you over the head in their media, telling you what to believe, what to think, and what to buy. The table is tilted, folks. The game is rigged. And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care.
Yep, he's right. Most people don't care, because guess what? Oh, I can look on Instagram and I can see areolas. Oh, I can go on TikTok and watch girls shaking their booty on TikTok and get horny off of it. You see, most people are stupid. Most people, they don't care. As long as they get what they think they need, so what? So what? I don't care. It doesn't matter. It's not important. You know, just for kicks, you know, the Pew Research Center is one of the most bent over, braying liberal pollsters out there. But you know what? I decided to look at what their numbers said, you know, just for kicks, and I thought I'd show all of you. The views of social media and its impact on society. So we need to keep in mind that these people are not what you might call objective. And when we talk about social media, we need to understand this is obviously not just political. This is also when it comes to relationships. When you talk about this idea of the dating marketplace, when we talk about how hoflation, when we talk about how the average man doesn't have a chance in the dating marketplace, the good man that the women say they all want, but then for some reason the good men are left out in the cold and they can't seem to catch a break. This is the issue we're talking about. And so when we have this conversation, we need to understand there's a disconnect, because when women talk about men, they're not talking about you. They are talking about the guys they're attracted to, the guys who they're actually interested in. That's who men are. The average dude, he's invisible. Everybody should know this by now who's paid attention to society or paid attention to the shifting roles, the shifting morals and norms of society. But let's go back to the views of social media. So most say social media is a good thing for democracy in their country. Oh, democracy. We live in what's closer to a hypocrisy than a democracy, but that's okay. We'll take their word for it. Let's see what the numbers say according to them. Again, this is the Pew Research Center. Percentage of people who say that social media has been blank for democracy in their country. Canada, 47% say bad, 49% say good. United States, 64% say bad, 34% say good. I would love, let's see, what's this? Wait a minute. Poland says it's been good. 67% say it's been good for democracy. Sweden, 66, Hungary, 65, Greece, 62, Spain, 61, Germany, 57, UK, 50, Italy, 56, Israel, 65. Wow. Oh, interesting. France says 51% of French say no. Australia, 50% say no. Well, that's interesting. So they say the median overall, the median says 57% is good and 35% is bad. So they're saying the overall 19 countries median, and that was the conclusion they came to. Interesting. Well, they equated to the view of false information online. In other words, anything they don't like is false. Anything that doesn't fit the government line, no good. Anything that doesn't benefit the people making money and people in power, no good. That's what they're saying. In case you didn't know, that's what they're talking about. Let's see. Netherlands. This is most clearly observed in the Netherlands, where only 4 in 10, actually 39%, among those who see the spread of false information online as a major threat say the social media has been a good thing for democracy in their country. Well, first we need to understand what is democracy. I mean, it's probably not the definition the Greeks had, because when we look at the lack of strict voting laws in this country, especially in America, if you live in the States, the voting laws in this country are disgustingly bad. All you have to do is look at countries like Trinidad, for example. Smaller island countries have mandated voter ID. Or versus when I grew up in California, the very first time I went to vote in California when I was 18, I went to vote. No, it was 20. In the 2020 election, when I went to vote for the first time, I walked in to vote. I reached to show my driver's license, and they were like, "Oh, no, we don't need to see that." And I paused for a second, and I said, "Huh? What do you mean you don't need to see my ID?" And they're like, "Oh, we don't need to see it. You can just go over there and vote." And I was like, "What? This doesn't make sense. How do you know if I'm actually a citizen? For all you know, I'm from Germany. For all you know, I'm from Europe and I'm not registered to vote." I mean, the whole thing is disgusting. And then you hear people say, "Oh, well, they're gonna validate your vote when it goes up." Oh, really? In other words, they're gonna look and see if they like it. And if they like it, they'll take it. If they don't like it, they'll throw it away. That's what they actually mean. That's what they mean. I mean, it goes back to what Joseph Stalin said. He said, "It doesn't matter who casts the votes. What matters is who counts the votes." Was he wrong? No, I don't think so. All right, let's look at this statistic by the Pew Research Center. Again, the Pew Research Center is one of the most bent over, praying liberal pollsters in America. But we're going to look at the numbers anyway, just to see what they're saying. Most see social media making it easy to manipulate people. This isn't just political. This is everything on social media. So it could be relationship content, explicit content, political content, children's content, all of it. It's not restricting it to a single genre or age bracket or anything. Let's look at what it says. It says the percentage of people who say access to the internet and social media has made people easier or harder to manipulate with false information and rumors. So let's look at the numbers, shall we? It says Canada thinks 86% more likely, United States 85,
Netherlands 91%, the highest on the list. UK 89, Sweden 87, Belgium 87, and you get the gist. Israel 72. Median overall for the 19 countries, 84% say that the presence of the internet and social media is more likely to influence and manipulate people with false information or rumors, which then leads to the question, what is false information and rumors? What classifies? Does that classify as the Hunter Biden laptop or the new Ashley Biden diary? Oh, you didn't hear about that, did you? Yeah, you probably didn't hear about that. Probably because the mainstream media, from my understanding, didn't cover any of it. I didn't see it on my news feed. Did you? Let's see. Let's see with this. In 2018, when the Pew Research Center asked a similar question about whether access to mobile phones, the internet, and social media has made people easier to manipulate with false information and rumors, the results were largely similar to what you see in this graph right here, which is what I just read to you. Large shares in most places were also specifically concerned that people in their country might be manipulated by domestic politicians. You don't say. Oh, you mean the politicians could be manipulating it? Oh, boy, I would never have guessed that in a million years. I mean, my friends, you know what? Just for kicks, y'all want to see something? Let's go to my For You TikTok page. I don't go on TikTok very much, only to show clips that I really use on this show. Let's see what's on my For You page. Y'all want to see it? Let me pull it up real quick. I'm going to have to turn the volume off. I don't want some cringy music blaring through my... I don't want cringy music blowing through my freaking earphones here. Hold on. All right. Okay. Let's look at my For You page, shall we? All right, here we go. What the hell is this?
Oh, hell no!
What the hell is it? Oh, this is my For You page, by the way. I don't use TikTok other than for this show. This is my For You page. Okay. Are we a police officer? Okay, not bad. What? Oh, no. When you spend your baby daddy's child support money on your hair, so it was basically a free haircut.
Oh my god!
This is a... Oh my goodness. Oh, but this is in the algorithm. Oh yeah, this is my For You page. Look, it's right here. It's in red. This is my For You page. And I am not looking up this stuff. Oh my... Like, look at these hashtags. Hair transformation, haircut, hair goals... Hair tutorial. Do I look like the guy that should look up hair tutorials, man? Oh my goodness, this is a disgrace. What else do we have here? Oh, a girl showing her, having the camera pointed at her chest, showing hot dogs. Right, because that's totally... Oh, and pickles. Oh boy, wow, look at this. What an IQ you have to do this. Gentlemen, this is what is being pushed on social media. What is this, bro? What do you... Oh, my...
You lied to me.
This is a disgrace, man. Oh, my gosh, bro.
Oh, my God!
What else we got here? Oh! Great, I get a performer. I don't even know... Who even is this? Does anyone know who this woman is? I don't know who this woman is. All I know is she looks like a thought. I don't know who this woman is. Oh, my gosh, bro. Y'all see what I'm talking about? This is what's on my For You page. Oh, yay. Great. We now get the Rainbow Riders, everybody, have now entered the building. Oh, wonderful. Exactly what I needed. I needed a transformer in my chat. Oh, yes. Wonderful. Guy offering homeless people food or an iPhone. And we got more skeezers on the show. See, guys, this is my For You page. I don't search for this stuff, man. You see what I'm talking about? These clips are not hard to find.
And this is what's being pushed in the algorithm. And so when we get back to this idea of social media manipulating the facts and manipulating people, this is what we're talking about. This is exactly what we're talking about. Do you think they're going to show videos of mine on your For You page? Do you think they're going to show videos of other content creators in this space on a For You page? No, of course you're not going to see that. You're not going to see it because they don't want you to see it. They'd rather see a bunch of skeezers showing their bodies on the internet or these prank videos or what have you. That's what you would rather show. Because again, going back to the monopolies, they want to distract you from real issues, unlike the very things we discussed on the show today. Ladies and gentlemen, I mean, I rest my case. Let's look at the news consumption of social media before we go. The number of adults who get news from social media. So I just showed you my For You page. Let's see how many people are getting their information from social media. In 2022, 17% said they did it often. 33% sometimes. 20% rarely. 21% never. 8% say they don't get digital news. How is that possible in today's day and age? Everybody has an iPhone or an Android or a Google phone or whatever. Again, this is one of the most bent-over-brain liberal posters in the business, so let's take it with a grain of salt here. News consumption on social media. Let's look at the sites that people are getting their information from, shall we? Okay, number of adults who consume... So Facebook, 30% said they regularly get their news from the site. 68% say they use the site. YouTube, 26% say they regularly get their news from YouTube. 82% say they regularly use YouTube. You see why I'm telling you that Google has a lot of power? Let's go to the next. Instagram. 16% say they regularly get their news from this. They might not seem like a lot, but it's more than a little. 46% say they use Instagram. 14% TikTok. 12% X. 8% Reddit. Oh, man. Why in the world? Who's getting the information from Snapchat and Twitch? Oh my gosh. Man. The world's gone, dude.
Oh, hell no.
This is terrible. Okay. Let's see. Social media sites by portion of users who regularly get news there. All right, let's look at this. So it's from 20 to 2023. X went down, Facebook went down, TikTok more than doubled. Y'all see this? TikTok went from 22% to 43%. Facebook went down a little bit, but it's still pretty high. Reddit went down, YouTube stayed consistent, Instagram went up, LinkedIn went up, Twitch went up, Nextdoor, I never even heard of them, they went up. I mean, look at TikTok, man. TikTok is, in my opinion, the reason I show a lot of TikToks is because it's just easy to do. But it's honestly a sewer pipe. I am not one of those people who sits on my phone and is just like, oh, I want to look at all these TikToks. Oh, hell no, I don't do that. That's a waste of my time. I don't do it. Ooh. Let's look at who consumes the news media per site. Y'all ready for this? Oh, this should be really good. Oh boy.
This is the worst kind of discrimination. The kind against me.
I know some people are going to get mad, but that's okay. We're going to look at it anyways. All right, let's look at the data, shall we, that's being put forward by the Pew Research Center. 62% of women say that they get their news from Facebook.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, we're off to a great start. YouTube men, 58%. Instagram women, 59%. Wow. Look at this discrepancy on X. Wow. 62% of men say they get from X versus 36% of women. TikTok, women, 58%, men, 39%. Reddit, men, 67%, women, 31%. LinkedIn, 53%, pretty even, actually. Age. TikTok, ages 18 to 29, 48%, almost half. TikTok is up there. Reddit is up there. Instagram is in third place. Twitter is up there. 30-year-olds to 49-year-olds. Facebook, 40%. Reddit, 40%. LinkedIn, 38%. Instagram, 38%. Twitter, 38%. YouTube, 38%. Let's see. Gen Xers to the young boomers, 50 to 64, says Nextdoor. I don't even know what that is. I've never heard of this one before. I'll have to look into it. I've never heard of this before. Because the older people tend to like this thing called Nextdoor. I've never heard of it before. Let's go do education. So high school or less, most people who are high school or less use TikTok. Well, that's not a shock. Facebook is second place. Instagram is third place. Tied with YouTube. Some college, the highest is YouTube, with Facebook as the runner-up, along with Reddit and TikTok and Instagram. College plus, so probably I assume bachelor's, master's degrees, and more. X and LinkedIn. LinkedIn wins by a significant margin at 60%. X is at 44%. Instagram's at, wow, Reddit's at 41%. Oh boy, we're getting into the racial element. Oh, this should be interesting. White people, Facebook, 55%. Oh no.
What?
Oh no, it's so bad. Oh no. Nextdoor again up there. I never heard of them before. Twitter. Wow, look at this. Look at this discrepancy between the races, man. This is interesting. Let's see. What's the most popular amongst what they Black Americans? Let's see. LinkedIn and Instagram and TikTok. Okay. Hispanic Americans. Let's see. Instagram. Oh, that's Instagram and TikTok. Oh no, we hate to see that. Asians. Let's see. YouTube and Reddit. Well, that's interesting. Ooh, political orientations. Ooh, 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 ooh. This should be good. Let's see what we got. Republicans. Let's see what Republicans use. Facebook. Oh, that's not good. Oh, Twitter. Twitter's up there. And Nextdoor, which I assume is probably more, I don't know. Let's see. Nextdoor, Twitter, and Facebook. Democrats. Let's see. Instagram. TikTok. Now, look at this discrepancy between the Republicans and the Democrats on TikTok, dude. Almost double. Democrats, apparently, according to this poll, which I have not looked at how the poll was conducted, but looking at this poll, Democrats use TikTok as their news source almost double the rate of Republicans. Does that shock anybody? Not me. Same for LinkedIn. Exactly double on Reddit. Wow, that's interesting. Almost double on TikTok. And pretty much the same on Facebook. Pretty close on YouTube. Significantly more on Instagram. Wow. Well, would you look at that? Well, I mean, my friends, what do you have to say? Because to me, this is extremely interesting stuff. When we talk about why people believe what they believe and why and how and everything in between, we see that it's not happening in a vacuum. So, in the spirit of being transparent and wanting everybody to have their fair share, I would love for you to talk about your experience, your opinions, your thoughts, your feelings, whatever you want to share. I'm here for it. Because this is part of the reason why the women have been getting a huge platform. The Skeezers, the SLUTs, and this is why the Tulls. This is why we're seeing a lot of their kind gaining millions of views versus guys like me and guys who have similar views as me. Our views go down. This is not happening in a vacuum, and this is why the monopolies push that content. We even showed you my For You page versus the content that would actually help you be a more informed person. Not a coincidence. My friends, think for yourself. Do your own research. I'll catch y'all next time. I'm out of here. Peace.